Welcome to the Saratoga National Historical Park. I will be guiding you through the tour road with one of the park historians. This tape is set up so that you can leave it on as you drive through the park. Authentic music of the Revolutionary War period will fill the spaces between points of interest. If you wish to remain at a tour stop for any length of time, feel free to do so. Just turn off the tape until you are ready to proceed onto the tour road again. I'll be giving you reminders along the way. Please proceed onto the tour road. The tour road is a one-way closed loop for 9 miles. Once you get on, you must continue to the end. There will be 10 stops at places of interest along the way. You may want to leave your car at these stops and walk the paths to the various wayside exhibits. Most of these contain audio programs with character voices explaining the significance of the area, along with maps and paintings depicting the actions that took place there during the Battle of Saratoga in 1777. Should time, fatigue, or any disability limit you from getting out at any of these stops, this tape will point out important landmarks and describe the actions in each area well enough to make your tour meaningful. The park encompasses approximately 4 square miles and includes British and American headquarters, camps, and the scenes of major fighting. The National Park Service has been managing the ground cover so that in most areas you will see woods in the forested places of October 1777 and clearings in those areas that were either cultivated fields or cut by the armies. As you pull into one of the parking spaces at stop one, you will be facing east.
Just around the barrier of trees in front of you is an overlook of the Freeman Farm, the scene of the battle fought here on September 19, 1777. After the battle, the British remained on the field erecting fortifications and widening the clearings to their present size. 3 weeks later, fighting would again sweep across these fields. The story will unfold in more detail as we move along the tour.
Benches, wayside exhibits, and maps are at the overlook. Many visitors choose to sit and reflect on the events of long ago with the help of the exhibits. If you choose to do so, turn off the tape until you reach the overlook. If not, let the tape continue.